It's images like this that keep Nurul Islam working tirelessly. The visual reminders of the deteriorating situation within Myanmar for the Muslim minority Rohingyas. As president of the London arm of a pressure group trying to bring global attention to the issue of the deaths and displacements of thousands, Islam is facing a chronic lack of support from the international community. So far, Britain has expressed concerns and offered to mediate, but more could be done.
We think they should do more because, you know, this is we are once under the British colonizations, and then we are supported the British government during the Second World War, and so we think the British government has still have an obligation, moral obligation, to take an active role, to play an active role, and to resolve the Rohingya issues.
There is great internal opposition to the Rohingyas inside Myanmar. Critics accuse state-sponsored gangs of torching homes, extorting money, and carrying out extrajudicial killings in a series of attacks that have escalated since June, when three men from the minority community were accused of assaulting a Buddhist woman. Inter-community tensions have always existed, but the recent spate of atrocities is receiving slow but much-needed international attention. Pressure is mounting on the country's first civilian government and prominent opposition figures like Aung San Suu Kyi to speak out on behalf of the people the UN refer to as one of the most persecuted groups in the world.
We have a very high expectation on her. The Rohingya people supported her, but she does not speak out anything for the Rohingya people. This is surprising. This is very, very surprising. This is uncharacteristically silent. This is in the case of Rohingya, she is compromising her commitment for democracy and human rights. That's a very serious state affairs.
In the absence of any real domestic support, rights groups are hoping to shine an international spotlight on what they say is the ethnic cleansing of the Rohingyas inside Myanmar. So far, the response from the international community has been, at best, disappointing. This is really bad news for a community who are literally fighting for their lives. Over 1.5 million Rohingyas live outside Myanmar, having escaped a country that does not even accept them as legitimate citizens. Now rights groups are calling on international governments to help the remaining Rohingya Muslims inside Myanmar before more blood is spilt.
What do we want?
Justice.
Where do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.
Stop.